Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to turn source documents into, well, knowledge you can actually use. Today, we're digging into electric vehicle ownership. But not the shiny stuff, the launches or the rebates. We're talking about what's really needed after you've signed on the dotted line. The commitment.
Exactly. If you're trying to figure out the real ongoing cost and effort of owning an EV, this one source gives us a huge shortcut. We're looking at a piece from a manufacturer document. It's filed under Chevrolet EV Battery Maintenance Priority. Sounds pretty official.
It does. And really, our whole deep dive today hangs on one specific, very direct statement from that document. Here it is, the core nugget. Battery maintenance becomes priority for Chevrolet EV owners.
Right. So our mission really is to pull apart what that single word means. Priority. It's not just marketing speak, is it? This sounds like an official line in the sand. It signals a pretty big shift in the EV market, and it formally tells you, the owner, what's expected now.
Yeah, so this deep dive is kind of your fast track to understanding these evolving responsibilities of having an EV. Could be a real aha moment, especially cutting through that early talk about EVs being virtually maintenance-free. Let's start right there with that word. Priority.
Yeah, priority. That's a strong word for a manufacturer to use, isn't it? Think about traditional car maintenance. Oil changes, fluids. Those are routine. You knew what they were. But if a major company now says battery care is a priority, well, it suggests that not doing this care is, frankly, a high-risk move.
Right. So it's less about, oh, do this to get a few extra miles of range, more like you need to do this to protect your actual investment.
Mm.
How different is that from the old idea that EVs basically needed nothing?
Oh, it's a massive contrast. Huge. ICE maintenance, you know, internal combustion engines, that was mostly about keeping things running smoothly, maybe extending the life a bit. But calling battery maintenance a priority, that directly hits, I'd say, three really fundamental things. First, the safety of the car's high voltage system. Second, its resale value, its residual value. And third, the actual lifespan of the single most expensive part of the car. It basically moves battery care from being, you know, a good idea or recommended to something essential, a discipline almost.
Okay, so when they make it an official priority, does that imply anything about, say, warranties or what they expect from the owner? Are they essentially saying, look, how you treat this battery now directly impacts its health, maybe more than we admitted before?
I think it absolutely formalizes that link, you know, the connection between owner discipline and battery degradation. When the guidance gets labeled priority, it sets up a clear expectation that owners need to follow it. It could mean that problems from, say, consistently bad charging habits, like always leaving it full or always running it down to empty gram, well, manufacturers might now find it easier to link those issues back to owner behavior rather than just saying, oh, it must be a defect.
Yeah.
So the driver becomes much more of an active steward, maybe, rather than just someone who consumes the product passively.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's shift to the other key part of that statement, Chevrolet EV owners.
Mm.
Why call us Chevrolet specifically? Is this just a Chevy thing, or are they maybe just the first big player to, well, state the obvious for everyone?
Oh, I think this is definitely an industry-wide signal, no question. You sometimes see smaller boutique EV makers with very specific rules for their unique batteries or software. But when a huge mass market brand like Chevrolet says this officially, that battery care is a priority across their whole big fleet, that suggests a baseline reality, something driven by data.
Ah, so it's less about some new Chevy tech and more about what they've learned from cars already out there. A necessity, not an innovation.
Precisely. Exactly. It signals that they've gathered years of real-world data from lots of different drivers, right? Different climates, different charging styles, how people use the cars. And all that data must confirm that active management by the owner is needed. It's needed to effectively manage or at least slow down battery degradation. The numbers must be clear. Passive ownership just leads to faster, predictable decay of the asset.
And if Chevrolet's data is forcing them to say this, you've got to assume that all the other big manufacturers, Ford, Hyundai, VW, whoever, they're probably seeing the same thing in their data, even if they haven't used that exact word priority yet.
That's probably right. Chevy might just be setting the formal standard here for the mainstream market.
That's the key point for you listening. Chevrolet is just being perhaps more transparent about the behavior needed to protect their asset and, well, yours too.
Mm-hmm. It sets a clear standard of engagement. And that's likely going to define EV ownership moving forward, whatever badge is on the car.
Okay, this gets us to the practical stuff, the how-to. If this maintenance is a priority, and we know it's not like changing spark plugs,
mm-hmm.
what kind of attention, what kind of knowledge does this actually require from the owner? Let's get into the specifics.
Right. This is probably the most critical takeaway for daily operation, the maintenance required.
Yeah.
It really shifts away from wrenches and oil. It moves towards managing the system, managing digital aspects. It means you, the owner, need to become kind of literate in, I'd say, three main areas: state of charge management, awareness of thermal regulation, and software compliance.
Okay, let's break those down. State of charge management. Okay. What does that look like in practice, beyond just don't charge to 100% all the time?
Well, it's about actively keeping the battery within a charge window that minimizes stress on it. Most car makers, whether they say it outright or just imply it, they generally prefer the battery living between maybe 20% and 80% for everyday driving. So active management means you actually set charging limits or schedules to stick to that, even if you're just plugging in overnight at home. And this also means being a bit smarter contextually. Like if you live somewhere really hot and you know you need a full charge for a long trip tomorrow, charging it up to, say, 90% right before you leave is much better than letting it sit baking at 90% for 3 days in the heat.
Ah, okay. So it's not just the charge level itself, but how long it stays at that level, especially at the higher low ends.
Exactly. Duration matters.
Yeah.
So the second point was thermal regulation. This is huge because heat is basically the primary enemy of lithium-ion batteries. Declaring maintenance priority kind of forces owners to be conscious of how their charging choices might add heat stress.
Could you give a real-world example? How does an owner unintentionally create thermal stress?
Absolutely. A really common one involves DC fast charging, you know, the super fast chargers on the highway. Let's say you've been driving for hours on a hot summer day. The battery's already working hard. It's warm. If you then immediately pull over and slam it with a high power fast charge, you're just piling a massive thermal load onto an already stressed system. Active maintenance here might mean trying to time your fast charges for cooler parts of the day, if possible. Or maybe just letting the car sit for 10, 15 minutes after a long hot drive before you plug into that fast charger, letting its cooling system catch up a bit. And it works the other way too. Trying to fast charge in extreme cold is also stressful, as the system has to work really hard to heat the battery first.
I see. So the maintenance isn't a scheduled checkup. It's more like being mindful of the conditions when you're adding energy. What about the third point? Software compliance.
Yeah. Software compliance is basically non-negotiable these days. Modern EV batteries are managed by incredibly complex software. That software controls the charging speed, it balances the individual cells, it runs the cooling and heating system. The manufacturer's ability to keep that pack healthy relies heavily on you getting timely software updates. They tweak algorithms based on fleet data. So active stewardship means making sure those updates actually get installed promptly. It means not ignoring system alerts or skipping recommended service checks that might be tied to battery diagnostics. This is really where that digital discipline replaces the old mechanical checklist, you know?
That really clarifies the shift from passive to active ownership, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge you need isn't about listening for engine noises anymore. It's about optimizing charging routines and understanding how heat or cold affect things. It's definitely a move towards being an educated, vigilant steward, as you said.
Exactly. And that vigilance, well, it might cost less in dollars month to month than oil changes did, but it demands a higher level of consistent owner engagement, a longer attention span throughout the car's life.
Okay, let's pull this all together then. We started with that single sentence from the source document, and it really seems to reveal this kind of quiet revolution in what it means to own an EV. That initial promise of set it and forget it simplicity, it's now being officially qualified. They're saying dedicated battery attention is now a priority.
That really is the core insight, I think. The knowledge we've unpacked today, it prepares you for the real demands, the actual effort involved in the EV future. It's not meant to scare anyone off adoption, but it's crucial to clarify what's needed long term.
So, to synthesize the whole thing, for Chevrolet EV owners, and likely others soon, maintaining the battery, the heart of the vehicle, is now officially a top priority. It demands your active attention to how the system works and your charging habits.
And that information is absolutely critical if you're trying to calculate the true total cost of ownership, the TCO, for an electric vehicle. Yes, the savings on fuel and traditional maintenance are real, we know that. But the trade-off seems to be this need for dedicated, active management of the car's main asset. That's a new kind of effort required from the owner.
Yeah, the cost shifts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From money spent at the mechanic to discipline needed in your daily routine in your garage.
Precisely. Well put. And that leads to maybe one final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If battery maintenance is officially a priority today, think about the future. As these EVs get older, as battery tech keeps evolving, will the real difference between a valuable, long-lasting used EV and one that's significantly degraded? Will that difference ultimately depend less on the original manufacturer's tech and more on the first owner's day-to-day discipline? You know, how well they manage those charge cycles, the heat, the cold. It's something to consider the next time you plug in.
That's a really provocative question to end on. Definitely food for thought. Thanks for helping us navigate this changing landscape.